Good morning to all of you. We're so glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, I'm reading from Mark chapter 5 and the familiar account of the man who was possessed of many devils there in the land of the Gadarenes. And whenever the Lord healed him, this is the response that he had. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. That was the response. We want you to leave. Now remember, please, that this area was Gentile area. This was in the region of the Gadarenes, which is up in the northern upper portions of Galilee, where the town of Decapolis was located. Mostly Gentile people. And they say, we want you to leave. And when he was coming to the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed, and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. It's interesting to me, this phrase of the great things that Jesus hath done. You know, I think about us as believers, and we reflect upon what Jesus has done for us. He has saved us by His grace. He sustains us by His grace. He's with us every day. We pray to Him each and every day in the name of Jesus Christ. And He bestows upon us grace that's immeasurable, that overflows the cup of our life. I am so thankful this morning for all the things that Jesus Christ has done for us. You know, this man especially was thankful. He begged Jesus, can I go with you? Can I stay with you? And Jesus said, no, I want to send you on a mission. You go back home. Now remember, was he going to be welcome at home? I'm sure when they saw him walking down the street that everybody ran inside and closed their doors and shut their windows. All right? That was the response. Oh no, here comes the maniac. But he went and told them, Jesus has done great things for me. He's delivered me from the legion of devils that were within my body. He's had compassion on me and has saved me. And they couldn't help but notice the change. Isn't that wonderful? That's what happens when someone's transformed by the gospel. People can't help but notice the change. And I pray that all of us that are gathered here today have had that change, that transformative act of God in our lives, where we're taken from the kingdom of Satan and we're put into the kingdom of Christ. Are you thankful this morning for all the things that Jesus Christ has done for you? May God help us as we lift up our voices in praise and adoration to be truly thankful for the great things that He hath done.